It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Prison guard and his family got saved and baptized. You can read this in Book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 30 to 40. Because of the earthquake, prison doors were open, and the prison guard thought the prisoners ran away. It was a pitch dark. He didn't know that the prisoners are still there or they left. So he took a sword and he was going to kill himself. Paul said, "Please don't do harm to yourself. We are all here." And prison guard was so grateful. He took the light. He checked all the prisoners, and I think he put the chains back and secure all the prisoners so nobody will run away. Then he comes to Paul and Silas with a fear and trembling. And then he asks them a question. What must I do to be saved? And then Paul and Silas said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." As soon as he heard that, I think he was excited. He repented. He gave his heart to the Lord. Not only that, he took Paul and Silas to his house. This is still midnight. When Paul and Silas went to his house, they gave the message of salvation to the whole family. When we say whole family, that means the people who were able to hear, believe, understand, and able to make decision for salvation. Those are the people heard the gospel, gave their heart to the Lord, and got saved. When they got saved in the middle of the night, I believe there was a water available right there. We do not know it was a tank or a lake or river close by. But according to the Word of God, they all were baptized. When you say all, some people take this scripture and say all means babies and children and whole family was baptized. Just think, this is a midnight. Babies and children, they were sleeping. And even though they were awake, Paul cannot baptize them. According to the Word of God, they have to believe in Lord Jesus Christ. They have to repent for their sins. And they have to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Babies and little children cannot do this. So I believe the people in the family who heard the gospel, who believed the gospel, and who repented, those are the people were baptized. After baptizing those people, Paul and Silas were invited in the house. At that time, prison guard and his family realized the dedication of Paul and Silas. They were beaten. They had stripes. They had wounds. They were bleeding. But now, this prison guard and his family wash their stripes and give them food to eat. And all his family start rejoicing in the Lord. The salvation came to the whole family. When the salvation comes, the joy of the Lord comes to your heart. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the greatest joy you can ever have. Joy of salvation. The whole family was rejoicing. Paul and Silas might have said to this prison guard, "Please take us back to prison and put the chain back and let us be prisoners again." Because if Paul and Silas would have been gone, next day morning, this prison guard would have been killed. And I don't know who went to the magistrate, but I believe this prison guard went to the magistrate and gave him the story, how the earthquake happened, how the prisoners were loosed, how Paul and Silas were loosed without running away from prison. They were in the prison, and when I was going to kill myself, Paul and Silas stopped me and they saved my life, and all the prisoners, including Paul and Silas, they are still in jail. So the magistrate gave the message, "Go and tell these people to go in peace." That means set these people free, Paul and Silas only. This was a good news, but the Paul didn't want to go from this prison quietly. If anyone listened to this, they will be saying Paul was a stubborn man. When he got freedom, he should just go away without causing any problem. But Paul said unto them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison, and now do they thrust us out privately." So this message went back to the magistrate. Paul is complaining that he's a Roman citizen. You put him in prison. You gave them punishment without giving them judgment. And now they don't want to go until you go and talk to Paul and Silas. So the magistrate came personally and begged to the Paul, requested Paul, and desired them to depart out of the city. See, magistrate would have changed the mind and would have said, if those people are stubborn and they don't want to go, keep them there a longer period of time. But God was still in Paul's side. The magistrate came and set Paul and Silas free. Then the word of God says, they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. The Lydia was a believer. When Paul came to Macedonia, first they saw Lydia and her family. They got saved and baptized. When Paul saw a man from Macedonia in a vision, that's why he came to Macedonia. Lydia got saved in Macedonia, and Lord did so much work in Macedonia. Finally, this prison guard and his family got saved in Macedonia, and his vision was fulfilled. Now Paul comforted all the believers. God gave them grace to win souls in this Macedonia, and now they are going on a mission journey. That was comforting and uplifting to the believers, how the Paul and Silas suffer for the sake of Christ, and how God delivered them, and how the people got saved in Macedonia, and then they departed from there. Our God is a good God. When He has called us with a definite calling, trials and tribulations may come. Enemy will come and try to harass us and try to give us hard time. But God is always with us. Jesus said, "I will be with you until the end of the age. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you." His promises are true. God is always there to help us. When the jailer was going to kill himself, but Paul and Silas saved his life, not only physical life, but spiritual life. They gave him message, and he had burden for his family. And middle of the night, he took Paul and Silas to his house. See how much burden this man had for the family. He didn't care what his wife will say. He didn't care what his children will say. Are you disturbing us in the middle of the night? But he had the good news for the family. And whole family got saved, delivered, and set free. Do you have a burden for your family? Are you saved? If not, this is your golden opportunity. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me, and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you have the burden, just like St. Paul, then you are saved right now. You should be having a desire to tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your wife, tell your children, and bring them to Jesus Christ. Our life is very short. In this world, we did not bring anything. Out of this world, we cannot take anything. This is the place we should give our heart to Jesus Christ and bring our loved ones to Jesus Christ. Now you are saved. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You belong to God. Let's pray for the rest of the family. And let's pray if there is anyone sick and afflicted. Pray that those people will be saved, healed, and delivered, and set free. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray if there is someone listening to my voice and not saved, not healed, not delivered, and not set free, I pray that each and every listener will get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Touch them, Lord. Heal them and let them know Jesus Christ is a healer and deliverer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you know that God healed you, start testifying and telling others what Jesus Christ has done. Start reading the Word of God, praying every day, and start living clean and holy life. I believe God has started a good work. And he is going to complete it. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.